This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want to do a shout-out to Wayne Cowan, Ryan Hausnett, and he's not in the chat room now. He goes by the moniker of Chaos2K, but I believe his name is Mike McMinn or something like that. Mike? Those guys did a few things, and they've got ninja hats. Two of them have already gotten them. Mike will be getting his Friday. There he is. So, like I was just saying, Chaos, I want to give you a shout-out. Mike McMinn is your name? I believe it is. They got the first ninja hats that are out there in the wild. I've already got one picture, one guy sporting one. Chaos, I want to see you. Wayne, I want to see you. They're in the store. They're on the website. What is the website? I'll give that out later. The website is lockandloadradio.com, and just click on shop if that's something you want. I got two caps and a mug right now. Not exactly Christmas, but I'm working on it. This past June, the Washington Free Beacon's editor-in-chief, Matthew Continetti, had a good column about how the elite media doesn't know what they're talking about in the Trump era. And the headline said, "They're wrong about everything." This is also entirely applicable when it comes to news reports about guns and gun laws. It's bad. We have media personalities not knowing the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon, and not knowing that there have been laws regulating the latter since the 1930s. And again, the leftist media folks, a semi-automatic system is one that discharges one round per trigger pull from a self-loading system, which is also known as virtually every firearm that's sold on the market that isn't a revolver or a bolt-action rifle. Second, every gun dealer with a federal firearms license has to perform background checks on all purchases. You set that up. Your darlings in the Brady campaign helped you with that. All of these tabletop, as they called them, FFLs, they got swept away. Everybody had to have a brick-and-mortar place, or they had to have all kinds of things and meet all kinds of requirements, and they were the ones that had to do the background checks. That was the way you set it up. And, third, and this relates to the Texas shooter, being convicted of domestic abuse prohibits you from owning guns. There isn't a debate there. If you're found guilty of this offense, you should have your gun rights stripped. Which, just having the guns in the first place meant that Devin Patrick Kelly was breaking the law. But, this past Sunday, he opened fire, killing 26 people and wounding an additional 20. So, the real question in this shooting is not what he did. We know exactly what he did. We know exactly how that transpired. We know where he pulled up. We knew all this stuff. So, the question is, how come he was able to buy them? And we know how that happened, too. The question becomes, how was that allowed to happen? But, instead of all that, we have the left mocking people for offering thoughts and prayers, even though they defended Allahu Akbar days before, and, they were spouting off all this nonsense that is just untrue about firearms. Stephen Miller from Red Steez, "We're not going to listen to you about guns until you learn about guns and you learn about gun laws." That was on Twitter. Sean King, the white guy who thinks he's black, "Don't worry, everybody. It was a white man who slaughtered half the church in Texas. That means everything is just fine. No terrorism." Joy Reid, who never fails to, the NRA is soaked and bathed in blood. How do its adherents sleep at night? Like a baby. Joy, like a baby. Stephen Miller comes back, probably because none of their members commit these crimes. Then we get this. Five things that are harder to get in America than a gun. A, a driver's license. Two, a pet. Three, a spouse. I didn't know. Four, an abortion. Five, an internship or full-time job. Then there's seven reasons it's so easy to buy a gun in the United States. The only real restriction is your age. Number two, unlike a car, you don't need a license. Number three, background checks are incomplete. They're exactly what you set them up to be, gun grabbers. Number four, if a background check takes more than 3 days, you can still buy a weapon. That's because the government has limited power here. Number five, suspected terrorists can buy weapons even with a full background check. That's because they haven't been found guilty of a crime via due process. They're on a list, and we don't know what the criteria is for getting on a list. So until we know what the criteria is for getting on a list, yes, they can buy a gun. If they are actually that dangerous, shouldn't we be perforating their heads? Number six, individual sellers don't have to do background checks at all, like I said. You guys set that up. Go look back at the way the law was set up in 1993. Number seven, guns are easily available on the internet. Okay, let me help you out with that one, you stupid idiots. Yes, you can go to an internet website and you can order a gun. And that is an FFL who then you have to give him FFL information to ship it to you via the FFL. It goes from one gun shop to another gun shop. Then you go to the gun shop where it has come to in your locale, and you go there to pick it up. And then guess what? You take a background check. So a lot of people were out there, and I mean, I'm looking at some of these Twitter quotes, tweets, whatever you want to call them. The false equivalency here is that they're saying that on one hand, Trump was politicizing the truck attack in New York, where we had a guy who was invited into the nation, and for all the trouble that we went through inviting him to the nation, he killed a bunch of people. And we shouldn't be looking at that. And then we have a guy who all the gun control regulations in the way. Still, legally, he passed a background check because his information was not stored in NIC. Right now you have the Hollywood left cranking out their insufferable drivel about firearms, and the leftist media starts to drumbeat as they attack the NRA. And to compound their inability to grasp, I don't know, anything, there are the bomb throwers on the Hollywood left that are added to the mix, like Will Wheaton of Stand By Me and Star Trek. Every time I see him, he called Paul Ryan a sack of, and I can't say the word. Think about something you'd set on fire and throw on somebody's front porch. I got my own things about Paul Ryan. However, in the context you use that for, Will Wheaton, as I look at you with your little narrow shoulders and your little soft baby face, I just have this urge to stick my fist in your face up to my shoulder. You talk an awful lot of very vicious stuff. I'd like to see how you are in the face of something vicious, just to see. Just to see. Keith Olbermann, Alyssa Milano. Shannon Watts got out there and put out a tweet that in Texas there's no regulations, no questions asked if you buy a long gun. And Alyssa Milano, she put out, there's no background checks on long guns, AR-15s in Texas. Thanks for the info, at Shannon Watts. So, they're lemmings. They follow the Pied Piper. Also, it's interesting that Sutherland Springs was referred to as an act of terror by Sean King, who I didn't even know he was a terrorism expert. I know quite a few of them. I'm sort of an amateur in it myself. I know a little bit about it. I did not look at this as terrorism. I'm sorry. What am I missing, Sean? What are you missing, Sean? Oh, yeah, you say you're black, but you're not. Gotcha. Anyway. They're simply wrong about everything, folks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
needs hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Full of people out there that like to pretend they're one of us. Say that in quotation marks, one of us. They know just enough about guns and gun rights to pass off as a gun guy, and they may even enjoy guns to a degree. What separates them from us is that they don't really understand the Second Amendment, what it's about, and what it stands for, and why it stands. For example, take Michael Tallon. Last week, he penned an op-ed for the Philadelphia area WHYY website about gun owners. In particular, the dirty secret of the gun culture that he supposedly knows all too well. You see, he knows the truth. He knows what we all know deep down inside. He knows what lurks in the hearts of men. He is the shadow. I'm sorry, I got carried away. At least according to him, anyway. And the truth is, and he says, here's an open secret in gun culture. We're defending a constitutionally protected hobby, and we know it. You see, while hunting and home defense is all fine and good, though he claims we're not any safer by having a gun in the house, the idea of gun owners fighting against a tyrannical government is just plain silly. He writes, but we also know that if home defense and hunting were the only arguments we had, someone might note that we don't need military-grade weaponry for either, so it's really important to blow smoke about how we're the last defense of freedom against tyranny. That, however, is complete and utter BS. It has been since the Wright brothers. Look, whenever one of us starts popping off stupid about fighting a tyrannical government, ask him how the hell we're going to stop a cruise missile. Ask us how we're going to shoot napalm out of the sky. And their response will be to minimize the argument and say that we doubt the government will ever go that far, which means, I suppose, that the tyrannical government of our imagination will choose to fight fairly against our plucky army of revolutionaries in the best spirit of American freedom. We had a term for this kind of pilgrim in the military that I can't use right now. I've never seen anyone actually use that argument except possibly for nukes. And I do believe that it's, you know, back in the 80s, the Chinese used to train with real nerve agents. The only reason they don't train with real nerve agents now is because sometimes the Chinese higher-up referees would be standing there and they'd pop the nerve agent, and then the wind would shift. And then the Chinese soldiers that are all masked up, you know, to test the effectiveness of the mask, would watch the gas waft its way up to the observation point and kill all the Chinese officers. That's true. The Chinese used to make knockoffs of the T-72 tank, and the autoloader would actually accidentally grab one of the crewmen and slam him into the breach. That's also actually true. It's probable that even the most tyrannical government would be hesitant to use nuclear weapons on their own population, but not out of some sense of fair play or fair fight. But it would end up being more costly in the long run. Most Americans who look at their guns as a means to back tyranny would look at your questions and point out that the insurgencies in Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq have all stymied the United States government without needing tanks, aircraft, or some way to shoot down napalm or a cruise missile. For all the evil that these regimes represent, they also provide a roadmap with which people can resist a tyrannical government. Nobody wants that. And, you know, I don't want that. I'd be happy to participate in it if the need comes up, but I don't want it. But it's on the table. But it's a last-ditch response that no one really wants to use. But Tallon doesn't care about that, not really. You see, despite him presenting himself as part of the gun culture, he's not. His bio at WHYY, Michael Tallon is a writer and magazine publisher from upstate New York, currently living and working in Antigua, Guatemala. He's not living in the United States. He left. Was it for work? Maybe he's just down there for the short term? Oh, no, he's been down there. He's been expatriated from the United States for 11 years. In his bio, after spending a year in Antigua gasbagging about wanting to start an English language magazine, he hit the road and wandered about South America, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't even live here. I don't know when the bio was written, but you could assume it's recent and accurate. And then we can see that Michael Tallon has been gone long enough That is not so much a temporary relocation as an emigration, which, of course, is fine. But his screed at WHYY leaves that valuable context out. It fails to note that he's not worried about a tyrannical American government because he's not in the United States. And while he admits it in his bio, even that fails to note just how long he's lived there, well outside of the American government's authority. Meanwhile, he lives in a country where 29.62 gun-related homicides per 100,000 people in 2013 compared to our 5.09 per 100,000 in the same year. Wow. This despite Guatemala's gun ownership rate, both illicit and legal, being about a tenth that it is here in the United States. If guns mean crime, as Talon's final paragraph indicates, maybe if he's so worried about violence, he should rethink where he's living. In the meantime, he has no business being worried about what happens here. He has less business than Piers Morgan. At least Piers Morgan was living here at the time. He may have associated with gun people. He may have learned the lingo and the customs. But this guy's an armchair anthropologist trying to study people very different from himself. And if you look at his idiotic remarks, he failed, but only to us. He's faking his way as part of the gun culture does more harm because he sounds like one of us. He says things our friends and neighbors have heard, so he sounds like one of us. And because of that, they assume that what he says, when he says it, that we all think this way, and we probably do as far as he's trying to put out there. And for any of you that have ever heard him, we don't. But the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, and it never has been. And contrary to Talon's arguments, no one believes a tyrannical government would play nice with us. We just think that if it comes down to that, I'd rather die on my feet fighting than kneel and kowtow to a tyrant. That's never, you're never going to see me do that. Never going to see me do that. So enjoy Guatemala there, Mr. Talon. Enjoy that homicide rate, six times that here that it is here in the United States. And get back to me about the violence. You are not one of us. And anybody that's looked at him and looks at me and thinks I'm like him, no, I am not. There's a difference. I know what I'm talking about. He doesn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Maine's independent Senator Angus King was on the Morning Joe show. I'm just laughing the way that sounded. To talk about the tragedy in Texas, they asked Senator King if he was troubled about the Air Force's failure to input the killer's domestic violence conviction into the NICS. The military doesn't have a mechanism called domestic violence. That's part of the problem here. They have assault. They don't have a separate classification for domestic violence. King was doing okay there for a while. He was asked about the assault weapon ban, of course. He said that banning so-called assault rifles are basically guns that are functionally no different than hunting rifles, just having a handful of cosmetic features that look scary. And assault weapon bans, he said, don't actually make anyone safer. They just allow politicians to look like they're doing something. But then he became more than willing to put the magazine capacity on the table for discussion, which is a non-starter for most of us. These guns are designed to hold something we call a standard magazine. I want them. That's why I have the gun in the first place, because of that's one of the attributes of the gun, Senator. Then they veered into the realm of do hunters need, and King fails to note one very important fact. Second Amendment's not about hunting. For all the kvetching about AR-15s and the so-called assault rifles, they're failing to note that while it may have been too late for the dead in the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, other deaths may well have been averted because this bad man with an AR-15 met up with a good man with an AR-15 who perforated him twice. And the bad man with the AR-15 then dropped the AR-15. Firearms are tools. You can be a hero and use one, or you can be a villain and get one. And they are used by heroes and villains alike. And no case illustrates that nearly as well as this particular case. Let us not forget that this happened just days after a terrorist used a truck to mow down and kill 8 innocent people in New York City. That guy was a terrorist. Devin Kelly is, he was a nut. Okay? There is nothing normal. He was an evil nut. He was a psychopath. There's nothing normal about harming animals or children or your wife. There's nothing normal about that. Terrorist used a rental truck. Horrific acts will always take place unless we start to decide to stop trying to take away the rights of innocent people because of the acts of a deranged few and start to delve into the minutiae of why these people get violent. See, with everything else, we always want to go back. Well, we need to investigate this. We need to, except with guns. And with guns, we just got to ban guns. We don't know what motivated the guy to pick up a gun. We don't know how he picked up the gun. We don't know why he snapped and thought it was okay to shoot somebody. We don't want to do that. We just want to go out and ban guns. This guy in Texas had a history of violence. It was so severe, it should have barred him from buying guns in the first place. But as Senator King correctly noted, we can continue to refine and improve the background check. We found a gap in it in this case. Yeah. That's sort of a innocuous way of putting it, I guess. One thing that you could do, which you're not going to get to do, but one thing you can consider doing is another useless weapons ban, a useless cap on magazine capacity. When are you going to get it through your thick, stupid heads that punishing the innocent is not going to solve a crime? When are you going to get that through your skulls? It's sort of like Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park, you know, the original one, when the special effects were still cool. Nature finds a way. Well, guess what? Evil finds a way. As we saw in New York, the deranged will continue to find a way. Yet the innocent are the ones, they're the ones who will continue to pay the price for that folly. Time and again, because lawmakers simply have to be seen doing something. And it's too messy to try to figure out why people like the Texas killer turned to violence. Regardless of the weapon, violence is what we should be looking at. The need to commit violence. The desire to commit violence. I say this with a little bit of pride, okay? I used what I learned for good. From the time I was 13 years old till the day I got out of the military and when I was 30. And then in a less organized way. For that entire period of time, I was training to hurt my fellow man in a defensive posture. First with the martial arts, then with the military. Violence is a tool, like a gun. In the hands of the righteous, violence is something that has to be used for a short period of time, and it has to be hyper. It has to be hyper-violence. You have to be so violent as to win and win convincingly. And the tool that I use, or that anybody would use to perpetrate that violence, is immaterial. The mind is the weapon. The intent is the weapon. Until we address violence, going after the tools is, you know, this is a little bit like that old TV show with House, with Hugh Laurie, and, you know, he was a doctor that would sit there and say, I see a little pinprick of red on his skin. I wonder what causes that. And then before long, he's tracing it all the way back to some far-off country in South Africa with some chimpanzee. That kind of actual investigation and seeking of the original cause is what's necessary here. If you really want to address violence, you know, if you were to take and look at the 30s in Chicago during gangland times and look now, there's not a whole lot of difference. I mean, in Chicago, they say that the number of street gangs in Chicago today is no different, really, from what it was in the 30s. And we used to have all kinds of shootings in Chicago back in the 30s. We had the St. Valentine's Day massacre, which, you know, sort of led to the downfall of Capone to a certain degree. But violence has always been there. And nobody has ever really sought. And you had the same things. You had fatherless children, right? You had no economic opportunity, light on the education because it was so dangerous there. Stop worrying. Stop looking at the symptoms and let's go find the cause of the disease. Senator King notes that the guns that we're talking about are functionally no different from hunting rifles. That's great. The magazine is not a point of discussion, Senator. You were doing really good. Until you find out how to deal with murderous intent, we're going to have tragedies like New York, like Las Vegas, like Sutherland Springs. We're going to have those again and again and again. And the only thing we can possibly do in the hope of saving lives is disrupt the shooter. That's it. So you want to go after the murderous intent, all we can do is respond. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, after a mass shooting, of course, the media tries to fixate on the motive. And people like me and you, we seem to be more interested in the methodology. What did they do? What didn't stop them? What could have been in place? That kind of thing. How was this all done? How did this guy commit this massacre? And then we all wonder what could have been done to prevent it. Gun control wasn't one of those things because it failed in this particular case. The background check failed. So there are lessons to be learned. So what lesson should we take? Take lessons. So here's my thoughts. Violence, whether it's in the form of a gun, a beating, vehicular assault, whatever, life-threatening violence can appear anywhere, anytime, and it's not going to be convenient when it does. Southern Springs is a bucolic little South Texas town. It's nothing like the Chicago gang-infested urban hellholes today, where the drive-bys and the revenge killings are an everyday occurrence. Sitting in a small church on a blessedly cool fall Sunday morning in a community so small no one uses their turn indicators because everyone knows where you're going, none of these people in the church had reason to suspect they were about to be slaughtered by a psychopath. Well, no reason except possibly the understanding that psychopaths and madmen do exist. Killers who strike at a time and place of their choosing, not their victims. Killers who have no respect for human life or the very basis of human decency. And if you accept their existence and the existence of people who are more evil than crazy, you understand then that bad things can and do happen to good people anywhere, anytime, everywhere. All the time. Nowhere is perfectly safe. There are no safe spaces. Second point. You're going to go somewhere, carry a gun. Carry a gun. Train with that gun. Carry the gun. Practice with the gun. Carry the gun. Let the gun carry method, the holster, the gun maybe itself. Let all that evolve. Carry the gun. A firearm is the best personal defense weapon money can buy. And do not be shamed by somebody who says, ah, well, that Sky, that Taurus, these guns that are $300, $200. If they are reliable and dependable, carry a gun. It is the best personal defense weapon, but there is one caveat. You have to have it with you when you need it. Now, just because of where they were and because of the neighbor that was there, Mr. Williford, I would imagine that a lot of the victims at the First Baptist Church were or are gun owners. And as far as we know, nobody returned fire as the killer began his rampage. And here's an obvious observation, okay? If you don't have access to your gun, you don't have a gun. I absolutely hate that. There's sometimes, you know, when you're going to go somewhere, like a police department, a courthouse or something, you're carrying your gun, you got to leave it in the car. I hate that. I would much rather them have a place where I can park it in the building, to be honest with you. Now, once I get into that area where I can, you know, where I have to be disarmed, I don't mind if they take my gun and hang on to it, give me a little receipt for it, you know, like coat check room. That's fine. But I hate having to disarm and leave it in the car, because then I'm afraid somebody's going to break into the car that one particular time and steal a gun and then use it for a bad reason. But if you want to have a means, and listen, it's not a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk. It is a painstaking process to learn how to use a gun. Once you learn how to use it, it is helpful to continue to develop the skill, but you are so much better off. And then the third point to take away from this, be ready to use your gun. Stephen Welliford was a lucky guy, or he was a guy with a remarkable foresight, whatever. He left his house to confront the mass murder with an AR-15 loaded with a single ammunition magazine, into which he had hurriedly inserted who knows how many rounds. And when he faced the killer for the last time after he'd run off the road, Mr. Welliford had 2 rounds left. Now, I want you to be that guy or girl, but I don't want you to be that guy or girl. Okay, Mr. Welliford's weapon was not loaded and ready to go. I've heard all the arguments. Hey, Bill, I have young children in the house. I don't know. I don't want to leave it out there loaded like that. You know, I get that. Okay. There are ways, and, you know, you can get a gun safe and have it ready to go. You can have a gun close and ready to go in a good spot. You can have a little gun safe. You can have a little gun drawer underneath your bed. There's a lot of ways to store the weapon. A lot of ways, a lot of different ways. But I digress here. Whatever firearm you carry, you want it to be a few things. You want it to be easily accessible. You want it to be fully loaded, and you want it to be fully and reliably functional. And where you take it from there, an extra mag, a backup gun, flashlight, all kinds of tactical training and accessories, that's up to you. But be sure to have the basics covered. Access to a working gun and the knowledge necessary to use it. Equally important, and this is crucial. I mean, truly crucial. I know lots of guys that are gunfighters, and I like to think of myself as one of them. And to date, I have not been in a gunfight. I have drawn a weapon twice, separate instances, and the bad guy became a track star at that point, and I did not pull the trigger. And I was 20 years younger than I am now when that happened. But that has all, you know, I had that gun at that particular moment. That made a big difference. I'm talking about awareness, situational awareness. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. This is not paranoia, okay? There's a difference between, now, paranoia is if you're walking around and circling and everything, you got your hand on your gun. Okay, that might be construed as paranoia. I'm just talking about looking where you're going. Not having your head in your phone. Looking around at everything around there. Making eye contact with anybody coming up that catches your attention. Looking down the street. This past weekend, before the that was the Antifa uprising, I was looking all over the place. And I wasn't in one of the targeted cities, but I was looking for masked ninja kids, and I was looking for people coming in mass up the street. I didn't see any of that, but I was looking. And this was not me being paranoid. I was with my two little granddaughters, with my son, my daughter-in-law, my wife. That was not me being paranoid. I was being prudent. And I did have a functioning firearm and spare ammunition and a trauma kit and a flashlight and a knife with me. So I had the basics covered. I wasn't wearing anything tactical or anything. As a matter of fact, I looked sort of like what I am, which is a middle-aged guy. But, underneath the shirt, that was a different story. That readiness, the sooner you launch a counterattack, I'll leave it in the words of Mr. Welliford. He said, I just wish I could have been there sooner. As do we all. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.